do it again.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. Welcome to Wheel of Doom. The music was still playing.
Oh. Which music?
Yeah. Our show music. Yeah, we were good. Oh. You guys can hear it. We're not going to hear
it. It's on the air.
Yeah. Welcome to Lambda Weekly. I am Laurent Landis. Don't adjust your tone or whatever. I'm supposed to be back here today. We got David Taffet and Patty Fink. We got a very special, silly, and maybe perhaps even informative show planned for you today. Well, before we get to all of that, we want to let everybody know it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call at 972-647-1893. We have our lovely Gretchen in the house with us today answering the phones. And we know she's lovely because she's Josh's sister. So, again, give us a call at 972-647-1893. We know you love what you hear on KNON, particularly this gay and lesbian show. But to help us stay on the air, you need to contribute and help us stay on the air. We all have goals to reach.
And the number is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Now, the other person who's in the studio who you didn't introduce...
Well, because that was part of the other plan, to introduce it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, who's going to host the show today?
You are.
Well, obviously not me. Or me.
No, you are.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let's just get to it. Part of our silliness that we have planned today is we're going to play the newlywed game.
In the beginning, can I just explain?
Sure.
Okay, I saved the newlywed game theme song on a CD. I saved it as an MP3 that should play on those players.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play right when I saved them. When I saved some things for the Jewish Music Hour, but they played on those players. This one didn't play on any player. I even took it. I listened to it. I put it in a different computer. It worked on that computer. I don't know what's wrong with it.
That's okay.
Okay.
It isn't. I wanted the newlywed game theme song.
You know, we'll try and fire it back up when we come back from our break.
It's not going to work. It's not even reading that it's there.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Oh, well. All right, so we're going to play the newlywed game today. It's the... I don't know. First time I've ever seen the gay version of the newlywed game. So let's see how this turns out. We do have three couples. David, Patty, and the other person that I didn't mention that I was going to introduce because she always deserves a special welcome. And that is Candy Markham. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, couple number one still splits the check at restaurants even though they've been together for 30 years. Married on June 17th. Meet Candy Markham and her spouse, Carolyn Hall. Couple number two has two wedding dates. Meet Aaron Moore, who was married on April 1st, and the late Patty Fink, who celebrates her anniversary April 2nd.
Wrong.
Couple number three had the most romantic proposal ever. He arranged the event and came home and said, "We're getting married on June 9th. He said, "Whatever, meet David Taffet and Brian Cross." So those are our three contestants. Now, if you're wondering, why aren't I a contestant? Yes, I am still married, very much so, but I am not a newlywed. I've been married for 9 years now.
And if anybody's wondering why Carolyn and Brian and Aaron aren't here opening their mouths.
Yes, they will be in.
It's because they're in a soundproof booth.
Yes.
That's hard to say. Soundproof booth.
Soundproof booth.
On a Saturday, it is hard to say.
Yeah. All right, so let's get started with the questions.
Okay.
Sunday.
And the phones aren't ringing. It is Pledge Drive. So we're just doing a different type of Pledge Drive show.
We
wanted to try something different. The number is 972-647-1893. Let me say that slower. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Gretchen is standing by. She'd be happy to take your call. We have lots of pledge premiums. We have some Alligator Cafe certificates. We have a new T-shirt.
It's called Dallas Strong T-shirts, and it says it's the soul of the city, Dallas Strong. That's a great T-shirt to get.
Yeah.
And what's the pledge cost on that one?
$50.
$50.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it goes from small to 5XL.
So there's one big enough for
me.
I won't say that.
Well, you know, David kind of looked at Patty. You know, I tried to save Patty on the last one, but she said her girls need room sometimes.
That's right, my girls need room.
So, you know, there you go. Give
but
us a call.
But not a 5X.
But not a 5X.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
All right, let's get the silliness on the road here. Okay, question number one. What is your favorite body part of your mate? And while you all are answering that, let me explain for anybody who's never seen, heard of the Newlywed show, how it works is they will answer, and I will bring their spouses back in, and they will also answer, and let's see if their answers match up.
Wait, so I'm going to say what her body part is, and she's going to say what I think.
No, she's going to answer what she thinks you would say.
Yeah, about her.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now,
okay.
We should answer it the other way, because I know what she likes. Okay.
Okay, so your answer is?
Hands.
And your answer is, Patty?
Eyes.
Eyes.
I said head.
Head. Okay. All right. Let's see if they can get it right when they come back. Question number two. If your first kiss could be described as a candy, what would it be? Starburst, Milky Way, a Snickers, a Zero, or Goobers?
Goobers?
Wow.
That's too many choices.
Okay, I'll start with that one.
Okay.
Snickers.
Snickers. And Patty?
Starburst.
Now, I'm going to say Starburst only because right. Our teeth hit each other.
that's a great memory. Boom.
There you go.
She'll remember that.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. And lastly for this round, question number three. If you could give your spouse a hall pass for one celebrity, who would they choose? So, first of all, do you know what a hall pass is?
Yes.
Okay. So
just one?
Just one. Who would they choose for their hall pass? It's got to be a celebrity.
I know.
A celebrity that Brian would choose. Who would Brian choose? A celebrity that Brian would choose. I don't know. I don't have an idea.
So while they're thinking, I do want to remind everybody, it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call at 972-647-1893. Again, that is 972-647-1893. They are pondering the last question, which is...
Oh, no, I can answer immediately.
Oh, okay. If you could give your spouse a hall pass for one celebrity, who would they choose? So are we ready?
Yep.
All right, let's start with Patty this time.
Oh, Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie, okay. And Candy.
You know, I can't think of it. Some old female actress that's from the 40s and 50s. But she just goes gaga over someone whom I've never even heard of. So I can't remember her name, but this has got to be close.
Okay.
Give me credit.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right,
okay, and because
David.
I look like him, I said Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Okay. All
yeah,
right.
You do.
So that wraps up this round. So we're going to talk a little bit about what Push Drive can.
I'll run and get
go ahead and get them.
Our spouses from the soundproof booth.
Okay. Soundproof booth.
Yeah.
That's good.
Please do.
And while David's doing that, give us a shout at 972-647-1893. And if you've got answers that are better than we're giving for our spouses, you know,
give us a call
too, because we'd like to hear them.
We like to hear them. Or if you've got any funny questions that you want us to ask, give us a call. Again, that's 972-647-1893. We did tell you about the new shirt we have. It is called Dallas Strong. But we also have our usual pledge gifts, the apron. I don't know if you've been cooking out in this heat.
Oh, I wore that last night when
I cooked.
Black apron with KNON on it. It has two pockets.
Right.
The two pockets are very
love
special.
That. Yeah,
right.
I cooked with it last night.
And the number is 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. You can get your Dallas Strong KNON t-shirt. You can get your Dallas Weak KNON t-shirt, which is for a $40 pledge. You can get an apron or a cap for a $40 pledge. You can get a shopping bag. That's our new favorite.
Yes, the tote.
Favorite. My new favorite, absolutely.
It's my new favorite.
Mine's favorite first.
No, we never have a new favorite together.
I'm going to make a shopping tote. It's actually mine.
Okay.
Man,
All right, we're back.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call and support the station that supports this nonsense, because would those other pledge drive stations let us do this? No.
Of course not. All right, so we're going to get back to the Newlywed Game and start with question number one. Now, how are we going to do this? I'm going to ask the question, and the spouses that just entered, you answer, and then we'll get the reveal from your spouse. So,
Wait, what? Who answers?
Okay, the first question.
The spouse answers, and then we hold up.
And then
the
they'll hold up the card, and I'll tell them.
So you guys have already been asked this question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Based on what we think you will say.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So, question number one. Uh-huh. What is your favorite body part of your mate? So that means as Patty's answer, what is her favorite body part of you?
Did she answer what she would think I would say?
Yes.
Maybe. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, so that's the question. Who's ready? Where do we want to start this time?
Let's start over here.
Let's start. All right. Carolyn, question is, what is Candy's favorite body part of you?
Of mine?
Yes.
My lips.
Your lips. And the answer that Candy gave was?
Hands.
Your hands. Oh.
It is absolutely.
That's a surprise?
I never heard of such. In 30 years, she's never mentioned my hands.
And see, that's why I introduced the show. I said it would perhaps be informative today. And it is.
But
yes.
I do like your lips. Let me say that.
Aww. Okay. Nice. You learned something new. All right.
So this is Patty's favorite body part on me.
Yes.
My eyes.
Your eyes.
And I said, eyes.
Woo! Check them out. Okay, first right. Person to score, Patty and Aaron.
I don't even know why you like me. It's less what you like.
Okay.
Well, it couldn't be physical, so it must be my brain.
It was close.
I said head.
You said head. So are we going to give him a point for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, yay. All right. Question number two. Now we're going to start on this side. Question number two. If your first kiss could be described as a candy, what would it be? A Starburst, a Milky Way, a Snickers, a Zero, or Goobers?
Well, I don't know half of those are, so. First kiss.
First kiss. How would you describe it if it were a candy?
It would, I guess, be a Hershey kiss. Is that one of the questions?
No. It wasn't, but you know what? Well, let me give the choices again. A Starburst, a Milky Way, Snickers, Zero, or Goopers?
Hmm. If I say Zero, we'll be in trouble.
But the important part is to be right.
Yes,
Zero. So I better say Starburst.
Starburst, okay. And David said Snickers. All right. Let's move over to Patty and Aaron.
I'd say Starburst hands down.
Starburst.
And I said Starburst.
Wow. Check them out. Check them out. Two for two. Okay. All right.
Snickers.
Uh-oh. Candy's making fun.
Remember our teeth hit each other?
We're very sophisticated.
So this is showing that that Carolyn and I should be together, and Candy and Brian should be together.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. Okay.
We got that.
And last question of this round, and then we're going to go take a break. The question is, if you could give your spouse a hall pass for one celebrity, which would they choose? So, in other words, you, Brian, he's giving you permission for one celebrity to have fun with. Have fun with. Who would that be?
If he was going to give me permission?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who? One celebrity. Who would it be?
Gosh, Angela Lansbury. I don't know. Someone that I would pass on.
Oh, my God. Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is this show?
Yeah. Murder, She Wrote.
Did you hear that one? No. Well, maybe.
She's the wrong sex.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
We haven't even talked about that. I have no idea.
No,
gosh.
We do.
I don't even know who I like.
That's good because David did.
Just pick, one celebrity that you kind of find hot.
Collins.
Who?
Okay,
wow.
Jonathan Frid.
Okay, I don't know who he is.
Okay,
from Dark Shadows.
Oh, okay. And David's answer was
because he looks like me, Matt Damon.
Okay. All right. So moving over to David and Patty and Aaron.
So this is Patty giving me a hall pass for my celebrity.
Exactly.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, well. Angelina Jolie.
Wow, 3-4-3.
Yep.
These two lovebirds really know each other. Okay. Moving on to Carolyn and Candy.
Angela Jolie.
So, I don't know if that's what I said. Some old female actress from the 40s and 50s.
Probably Angela Lansbury.
You talk about
Betty
all the time.
So I,
it was Lana Turner.
Lana Turner.
Okay. So I repeat, the show was going to be silly and informative.
Okay.
It really has
so
been.
At the end of the first round.
Patty and Aaron have three, a perfect score of three. David and Brian have one score, and Carolyn and Candy has yet to score. But they'll get there. They'll get there. We do want to remind everybody, it is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. Again, the number is 972-647-1893. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the Newlywed Game.
This is Lewis from UT Arlington, and I listen to Lambda Weekly Podcast at LambdaWeekly.com.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Laurent Landis here with Patty Fink and David Taffet. And we're having fun today while it is Pledge Drive. The number is 972-647-1893. Again, it's 972-647-1893. We do have our usual pledge gifts to give away, including Patty's favorite, which is the apron.
Yes.
And wait, which is your favorite? Is it the tote or the apron?
The grocery tote.
The grocery tote.
It's a canvas tote bag.
It's really nice.
It's a beach bag that you use for groceries.
I have a whole bunch of them and I love them.
Whatever you want to call it, it does the job.
It can hold heavy stuff.
It really can.
Milk. Yeah.
We really can. And we do have a new pledge item. It is a new T-shirt. It has Dallas Strong on it. Can't think of a more appropriate logo.
And if you'd like to do a monthly bank draft, you can do that too. Just when you call in, Gretchen will take your name, your phone number, and during the week somebody from the station will get back to you. It's a great way to make a pledge to the station, and those monthly pledges really help a lot because that way we have guaranteed income coming in through the year.
It's $10 a month. You can, you know, you move past it. You don't even realize it's gone, but it's really helping the station so much.
Just call us. Tell us you want to start a bank draft. You can do it with your checking or savings account. Doesn't matter. It's an automatic monthly draft. You can have it deducted whenever you want. It's easy and
stop it anytime you want.
Right.
You can.
So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. One of the special pledge premiums that we have, for a $50 pledge, you can get an Alligator Cafe gift certificate, which is good for two entrees at Alligator Cafe.
It's a good deal.
And you know what? Doing it that way, you can deduct your whole thing because it's not a $50 gift certificate. It's just a gift certificate for two entrees, has no cash value. So still tax deductible. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. No, I'm not getting tax advice over the air. The other way that you can pledge is to go online, go to canon.org, and click on the pledge button. If you do that, and actually that's how we get an awful lot of our pledges. If you do that, you can fill in the pledge premium you want. You have time to look through the pledge premiums, and you can decide if you want Patty's shopping bag or my beach bag or
the apron,
Patty's apron, or
the Dallas Strong shirt,
which is really cool, y'all. It's black and blue and kind of
and red all over.
No, that's a different joke.
Oh.
And it really supports or shows our support for the city and being united. So it's a neat K&O shirt to add to your collection.
Absolutely.
And you know, we were talking about this at our pledge drive meeting. What better station other than this one to unite the city, because we're just a mishmash of everything.
Which is exactly what the city is.
Well, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But there's no other station that's like that. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. As an example of that, we're the only station that's had a gay and lesbian and transgender talk show and bisexual and Q and all the other letter talk show for 30, coming up on 34 years.
34 years.
Yeah.
Last month.
Today.
Today?
Today's our 34th anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah, today's our anniversary.
Happy birthday to us.
Well, it's Carolyn and Candy. What, 5th? No, you're
30th.
You're married on your 30th anniversary.
Yeah, they got married 30th. On the 30th.
So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Candy and... what's her name? See, I don't have your name written down in front of me. And who do you call it? And I are going into a soundproof booth.
They are. They are.
Just 10?
10 years.
10?
10 years it's been passed.
Since you've known her.
No. I've known her longer than you.
16 years on the show.
Mm-hmm. 15 That's years true. Together. So.
But what was your name before?
It's still Patty.
It's still
Patty. I'm saying you should have known this by now.
I should. I should, but I don't know that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so they're exiting. And can someone shut the door? Okay. Don't fall back. Don't fall back. Thank you very much. And we're now back to the Newlywed Game. Question number one. We're going to do three, possibly four questions this round.
Okay.
First question. Every wedding has some detail that doesn't go as smoothly as hoped. What was the biggest thing that went wrong at yours? And I'll repeat that. Every wedding has some detail that doesn't go as smoothly as hoped. What was the biggest thing that went wrong at yours? And I will start with Carolyn, if you have an answer.
Ours went really wonderfully. It was very smooth. I think our one regret was Candy's cousin couldn't attend.
Okay. That's a good problem. Nothing really went wrong. We just somebody wanted there couldn't attend. All right. Moving over to Aaron, what was the one thing that went wrong at you all's
Again,
wedding?
Pretty flawless, but I'd have to say the catering. The caterers were late and the food wasn't hot when people got there.
Okay. So. All right. And Brian.
You know, the one thing that came up that I was in a nervous wreck over was my siblings chose not to come, and they didn't RSVP until the day of or the day before.
Gotcha.
They weren't coming.
Okay.
I buy tickets for him, you know, so.
Alrighty. Let's move on.
Set up about that, so.
Alright, so let's move on to question number two, and that is, name a movie that your spouse, now we're going to remember, you're answering really what they would say.
Right.
Okay. Name a movie that your spouse just loves, but you hate.
A movie. Can it be a TV show?
Movie.
Let's stick with movie.
I don't watch movies.
Name a movie that your spouse just is crazy about, but you can't stand it.
It's also a movie.
It's so
show.
Easy.
Apparently, Aaron, you guys are cleaning house. Yeah, while you all are thinking, I want to remind everybody that it is Pledge Drive. The number is 972-647-1893. And so far, Aaron and Patty are in the lead. They have a perfect 3 score.
We talk a lot.
And David and Brian. David and Brian have a score of 1, and Carol and Candy, they will get there.
We watch this movie.
Get there. Okay, let's start. Okay, so Brian, what movie does David just love that you just can't stand?
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
He's going to kill me for saying this, but he was.
You know what?
He was in that, you know.
There was. So. That is a movie and a TV show, so that will work. All right.
84 Charing Cross Road. Oh, my God, I hate that movie.
I'd never heard her mention it. She loves it.
And she's just chock full of stars. You're going to love this. We're going to watch this. You're going to have a great time. I just poked my eyes out now. So let's hope she says that.
Okay. All right, Carolyn.
The Ring.
The Ring.
All those ugly people.
That's a really freaky movie. Yeah, it's a scary movie. Okay, all right.
We're talking about a movie that he hates that I love.
All right.
Les Miserables.
Well, that's a good question. We should be answering the movie that we hate that they love.
Yes.
Not the other way around.
But right,
okay.
Right,
yeah,
right. No, you got it right. You got it right.
Okay. I'm still confused about that part.
He's avidly, he just detests, Les Miserables.
Oh, okay, wow.
I'm going to have to start singing then.
No, bro. All right, question number three.
Me and Anne Hathaway.
And I know Patty, Aaron is going to find this really funny, but question number three. If your spouse's life depended on it, and they had to attend one of these events, which would they attend? The Republican National Convention or Britney Spears concert?
Wait. So, which one would they choose out of those two?
Yes. So they have to go. You can't say no, and their life depended on it. They have to pick one. Go to the Republican National Convention or go to a Britney Spears concert.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not an easy one for me. So anyway, I'm curious to see what y'all would say. Okay, let's start. Let's start with you, Aaron, on this one.
Oh, she'd go to the Republican National Convention in a heartbeat.
Really?
She actually wants to go to a Republican National Convention.
You know what? That does make sense for Patty. This is the same lady who
would be the biggest troll in the world.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
I mean, we watched it on C-SPAN.
You know what? We did too. We did too. Yeah.
And I'm throwing things and yelling, and she's like. She's taking notes.
All right. Okay, Carolyn.
I would say Britney Spears.
Wow, okay. All right. Yes. Okay, and Brian, which would choose?
Since we both detest Britney, but we don't necessarily. We don't even listen to her music. But the fact is that David even has an RNC button that he just loves to show around. She's devious like me, so he'd go there just to, cause havoc and to spread misinformation like they always do. So, yeah, definitely Republican National Convention.
All right. So we got the three answers.
We're going to get another one right now.
All right.
If it's Britney Spears, I'm going to shoot him, though.
Someone can run and go get the other spouses.
I'll get them.
And in the meantime, we do want to remind everybody, it is Pledge Drive. Our number here is 972-647-1893. Gretchen is sitting by. She wants to talk to somebody. Give her a call. Give us a call. We do need your support to help keep us on the air. We just realized we're celebrating our 34th anniversary today. If you want to make it 35, we need your support. Give us a call at 972-647-1893. Where else on radio and or TV are you going to hear about a gay newlywed show? You're probably not. Especially in Texas. So we know we're special. We know you think we're special. So give us a call and let us stay special and let us stay on the air. It's 972.
Give us your money like Andy.
Yeah. 647-1893.
You know, Gretchen is. That was real nice of you to come in, Gretchen, and she's just sitting here.
We've got Josh Cruz's sister here.
Yes.
Bored. Y'all call. You're making
Give us a call.
Well, she's not bored. She's watching us.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, she's bored. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And if everybody's noticed, I haven't looked at the numbers. I haven't remembered. What?
Do you think the phone could be broken?
Yes, that's happened before.
And that's why we need you to call. Keep the facilities running. That's what your money goes towards. Again, 972-647-1893.
And you know what else?
What
other station has a transgender bathroom?
Right.
That's true.
I just noticed
true.
That. Well, it's omni-unisex.
Yes, it is.
It's grungy for all.
I think that orange
in the shower looks like Trump melted or something.
Once a week after this show.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think you're optimistic.
The trash.
972-647-1893. Give us a call.
Okay, so we have the other spouse that's back in the studio with us. And let's start with the question. Question number.
Spouses?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Let's start. The question number one was, every wedding has some small detail that didn't go smoothly as hoped. What was the biggest thing that went wrong at yours? Okay. So I'll repeat that. Every wedding has some small detail that doesn't go smoothly as hoped. What was the biggest thing that went wrong at yours? We'll start with David.
My cousins and aunt were flying into DFW, and they ended up getting into City Performance Hall right as we were about to begin.
Okay, and Brian's answer was?
My siblings didn't show up.
His siblings didn't show up.
Yeah, okay. And they didn't tell us whether or not they were coming.
Right. Okay. All right.
Oh, yes, wow. That was a bigger one.
All right.
But it wasn't about you. That's why it was kind of hard to remember.
Well, no, the reason I'm remembering this.
Would you like some aloe for that?
I think Candy gets a score just for that.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you.
Said
we don't have anything.
You know, right. The reason I'm remembering it is because my cousins were there. Once his relatives, actually some of his relatives were there, but once his siblings were not there, they just weren't there. I wasn't thinking about it.
That's okay, Dave.
All right. Sliding over the Patty and Aaron. Question is, what went wrong? What was the one thing that you could have that went wrong at your wedding?
Oh, I have to be careful. The wedding or wedding reception?
You know, either way. Let's do either or. Because you all did, just like a lot of people, we did separate.
Well, we did separately. So.
As did I.
That was bad too. I said the catering, the food showed up not hot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they missed one.
All right, they missed one. No one has got the score on this one. Okay.
The photo montage was a biggie.
Okay. All right. Sliding over.
It worked out.
Yeah, it did. It did.
I've got this.
Okay.
I have got this. Although our wedding was perfect. And the reception and the dinner before, it was perfect. But what we did have angst about was the cake topper.
The cake topper. Okay.
And
Carolyn said, what was it? Turn around so I can see.
Radio, read it.
Cousin Colleen could not attend.
Just the wedding. The cake topper. Carolyn looked all over for the cake topper. Everywhere.
All right, so that was clearly the most difficult question so far.
Let her finish the story.
Oh, sorry.
So she went to a porn shop, and there it was. The cake topper.
Get out of here.
I've not seen in 30 years.
And she walked out with two bags.
Some of them were as big as table lamps.
Yes.
Oh, wow. My God. Get out of here.
So how could you not have said the cake topper?
Speaking of cake toppers.
Speaking of cake toppers, help us top our goal. Okay. And give us a call for our pledge drive at 972-647-1893.
You see, it's Gretchen. Not me. It's the position over there.
Yes.
It is.
You
it
stand
is.
There and you make stupid segues.
Exactly. Yes.
972-647-1893. Gretchen's answering the phone, but it's not ringing.
Come on.
Pick it up. Make sure 972-647-1893.
Did you hear Brian? You said, yay, y'all missed one.
I didn't want it to be a grand slam.
All right.
We're going the other way.
Right. All right. So let's move on to question number four. Question number two. Name a movie that your spouse loves and they can't stand. So in other words, this is a movie that you love, Patty, but Aaron can't stand. A movie that you love, David. Mm-hmm. That Brian can't stand. Got it?
I got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I mean, so know all these, but evidently not.
I can recommend a good therapist scan.
All right, so we're going to start with Carolyn and Candy. What's a movie that you
Lord
love?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
The Ring.
The Ring.
The Ring.
Oh, my God, we got one.
Is that it? Okay. Yes, okay. they scored.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They scored.
I didn't think of it. Yeah, that's what she meant.
She just likes it so much she can't think
the
of the other words.
The Ring is a Japanese horror movie.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Okay. All right, so finally, Carolyn and Candy get on the scoreboard. Yay!
So all right. David.
So we're actually going to move over this way. All right. Patty and Aaron.
Oh, us.
Yes.
Oh.
A movie that you love, Patty, that Aaron can't stand.
Aaron can't stand. Well, see, there's two different kinds, though. There's the kind of movie.
Explain this.
So the kind of movie that I watch every time it comes on, which would drive her nuts, but I don't know that she hates the movie itself.
Correct.
And then there's other movies that she genuinely hates.
And your answer is?
84 Charing Crossroad.
Oh my God! Wow.
Okay, so
and they are
it's
back.
The Alfred Brooks movie with Anthony Hopkins.
She's gonna tell you all
and
about
Anne
it.
Bancroft.
She's gonna tell you
wonderful
oh,
true
wow.
story.
All about it.
Fantastic.
And I can't stand it.
What I like and he hates.
Right.
I can tell you what he likes and I can't stand, which are the Ancient Aliens shows. On the History Channel.
That's not a movie.
I like those.
That's not a movie.
No.
See, again, you need to be with Candy.
I love those.
We're swapping afterwards.
I know. It's the truth, too, by the way.
But I like Lord of the Rings, too.
All right. Your pick.
Something that I like that you don't. What do I watch?
This should be easy for you.
It should be easy.
Yeah, that's the only hint I'm going to give you.
It should be easy for me.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Friends. I can't think of anything.
A movie. No, no TV shows.
Friday Night Lights.
Oh.
Miss.
Hey. No, I wasn't in the movie.
He was in the TV show for 4 years, though.
He was. Okay, we need to take a break.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to come back and finish up with the last question.
Just give the phone number one.
Yeah, it's Pledge Drive. It's 972-647-1893. Again, it's 972-647-1893. Call, help us stay on the air. We're going to come back with the last question from this round, and then we're going to have one more bonus question.
Hi, this is Patty Fink, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
Welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Laurent Landis here today. We are playing the Newlywed Game. But before we get back to that, we do want to remind everybody it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call at 972-647-1893. Josh, his lovely sister Gretchen is waiting by the phone. She will take your call.
And
she will
standing by.
Instant, yeah.
She will
take your money. She will take your information. So please give her a call, 972-647-1893.
And you know, they did really well. Pledge Drive, we're not usually the seventh day of Pledge Drive. It seems like we're always the first day. And
yeah.
But it's the seventh day of Pledge Drive. We already have done like halfway to our goal. We only need $71,069. So if you would like Pledge Drive to end right now, we need somebody to call and make a pledge of $71,069.
We won't turn that check away.
No.
So yeah, if you have
we
a call.
We won't turn the $7.69 check away.
We will not. Thank you, Aaron.
Well, we're that serious. Pledge premium for that.
Yeah.
$7,000 something.
Okay, so give us a call, 972-647-1893. Just before the break, we ran out of time, but we've got to finish up the last question from the last round.
Okay. Do we have to?
Yes. And the question is, if your spouse's life depended on it, and they had to choose to attend one of these two events, which one would they attend? The Republican National Convention or Britney Spears concert? Again, if your life depended on it, Candy, you had to either go to the Britney Spears concert or the Republican National Convention, which would you choose? You have
Britney
to pick
Spears.
One. Britney Spears. Woohoo! You got two. Wow. And look who is making a climb back up and giving Aaron and Patty a run for their money.
Most improved.
Most improved. So, all right. So, actually, we're going to jump over. Let's make it interesting. We're going to jump over to Brian and David for this.
Britney Spears.
And what city is that? Republican National. You got the button and everything. You've already got the game plan for what you would just get there.
Wow. Okay.
You've never mentioned Britney Spears.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, I wouldn't want to go to either one.
You would. You'd have a blast.
But your life depends on it.
All right. And moving over to the front runners. Let's see if they can stay out in front. Aaron and Patty.
I thought that was okay.
You have to pick one, Patty.
Either I would say Republican National Convention.
Woohoo!
I would too. Because
okay.
So
yeah, but
political.
That's wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because Aaron would burst into flames.
If Patty had to go.
Patty would burst into flames.
No. We actually watched way more of it than I could tolerate on C-SPAN. So,
and Aaron's been to one.
What? Oh yeah,
I was an intern at the one in New Orleans.
The 1988 one.
Really? Wow.
When George Bush named Dan Quayle as his running mate, I was working the press booth, and our phones lit up with, "Who the heck is Dan Quayle?"
Wow.
So, and that can be said now.
Yeah. Let our phones light up. Give us a call at 972-647-1893.
See, bad segue. I love that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you're standing next to John.
I guess so.
I would tell you that I was tempted about that Republican, even though I couldn't hardly watch any of it. But I like politics, and so it would be of interest to me.
It is interesting nonetheless. Yeah,
sure.
It is.
But I like music. So.
All right, so we are going to do one last bonus question and give Carolyn and Candy a chance to take the lead.
Well, we'll never take the lead. They've only
Well, this
one
bonus question is worth 4 points.
Oh, 4 points.
Ooh. 4 points.
Oh, my gosh.
If we get it wrong, do we get 2 points?
No. So, as it stands right now, David and Brian have 1 point. Patty and Aaron have 5.
Yes.
And Carolyn and Candy have 2. So, you guys could either tie. Of course, you guys can blow everybody out of the water, as you already are, or you can take the lead. Okay?
So do we have to leave the room?
Three people do. One from each couple.
Yeah, one from each couple.
All right.
Doesn't matter who.
Okay. The better?
Really? No, you did better with
you. Okay.
Yeah, we did better with you answering.
It's just real quick. This is just one question. So by the time y'all go out and shut the door. Oh. So we're going to keep on talking about Pledge Drive while they're getting set up. The number is 972-647-1893. Again, that number is 972-647-1893. You know, we have all kinds of bills that we need to pay here. We got to pay to keep the electricity turned on. We have to pay for rent. This space isn't for free.
Actually, the rent went up considerably when we moved up to fashionable North Dallas.
Yes, it is. But, you know, it's a lovely studio. I love it. I love what we see when we look outside. So this is great. But again, like I said earlier, what other place are you going to find or hear about a gay newlywed show anywhere in Texas? I would actually challenge anywhere in the United States. So if you like that special brand that we bring, help keep us on the air, give us a call at 972-647-1893. And we just got a pledge from our old dear friend, Louise. Thank you, Louise Young. Thank you so much for that pledge. And from our other friends out there who are listening, give us a call, 972-647-1893. All right, so we're going to get to that bonus question now. And let's make sure the door's shut. All right, there we go. Okay, so the last
Aaron
bonus...
was trying to cheat.
Yes, she was. She really was. All right, so... bonus question. When marriage equality became law, which were you more excited about, the wedding or the honeymoon?
Or the what?
The wedding itself or the honeymoon. Which when we all got the freedom to marry and you decided you're going to do it, what were you more excited about, putting on a wedding or going on the honeymoon? And this is actually for the question about you, not your spouse. They'll have to guess it. Mm-hmm. Which were you more excited about, the wedding or the honeymoon? All right, let's start with you, Carolyn.
Well, I have to say the wedding, because we didn't have a honeymoon.
Okay, all right, the wedding for Carolyn. All right, Patty, which were you more excited about?
Exactly the same thing. We were excited about the wedding.
The wedding, okay.
Okay, so our honeymoon was, we had relatives that came in, and we spent the honeymoon with our relatives, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say the wedding.
The wedding, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Straight across, the wedding.
Not that we didn't enjoy our relatives. We did, but everybody said to us, what kind of honeymoon is that?
It's not a honeymoon, and we haven't had a honeymoon yet.
So, okay, all right. Well, that's the bonus question. Let's see if the spouses can get this right. Somebody want to open the door and wave them in here?
I'll get them. 972-647-1893.
We can do that. Give us a call at 972-647-1893. Again, that's 972-647-1893. We again want to thank Louise for giving us a call and for a donation. We so appreciate that.
Thank you, Louise.
But we need more of our
friends to give us a call.
This show has been on the air. This is our 34th anniversary.
It is.
Between us, or among us, we've been on the show how long? I've been on since 1990.
I've been on since 2000.
Since 2000. And Patty, also, you were on later that year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So 16, and 47 years. Or something like that, because I can't subtract. Give us a call. This is the longest running gay and lesbian radio show on anywhere in the country, probably anywhere in the world.
Probably anywhere in the world.
And it was the first.
And it's KNON has just stood behind us this whole time.
They really have. We need you all to stand behind us now. It's our 34th anniversary. Let's make it 35. We can only get there with your help. 972-647-1893.
$34 would be awesome.
That would be awesome. There you go.
But it won't get you a T-shirt.
Okay. What it will? 35?
No, 40.
Oh,
40.
Is it 40?
Okay.
40?
Yeah.
40 for a T-shirt, 50 for the Dallas Strong T-shirt, that new.
So if someone pledges 34, I'll ship in the other six to make it 50 for them.
Okay. There you go.
If we have a $34 pledge, we have the six. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
All right, so let's get back to the newlywed game, to our last question, which is the bonus question worth 4 points. This will decide the winner. And this question is answered by them. I mean, answered for them. In other words, you're going to answer what Patty thinks.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, so the question is, when marriage equality became law, which were you more excited about, the wedding itself or the honeymoon? And coming from their perspective, were you excited about the wedding or the honeymoon?
Was Penny more excited about the wedding
or the honeymoon? We'll start with you, Candy. Which were you more excited about? Carolyn more excited about?
I thought which was Patty
she
more
was
excited about?
She was more excited about the wedding.
She was more excited about the wedding, and you are right. The wedding. So
we got a late start, baby, but we got it.
So with that. That puts Candy and Carolyn in front. They are the front runners.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. All right. Now we're going to switch over to the guys.
Mm-hmm.
What was David more excited about? The wedding or the honeymoon?
No.
We didn't have a honeymoon, so I'm going to say the wedding, besides the fact that it was a million-dollar production thing that took a year to plan and finish. So the wedding.
The wedding. All right.
And woo-hoo. I said the wedding.
You did.
Woo-hoo.
So now that makes you tie. It's a tie. So here is the breaker.
They're bound to be one.
No, they're 1 point ahead.
They're tied with you.
No, they got two questions right.
Yeah, we got 4 points on this last.
No, we're keeping score. You have a score of 5. They have a score of 6 now.
Right.
You have a score of 5.
We have five.
Yeah, so
they
you
have,
two.
They have 6.
They have six. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you two are tied.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. All right. So.
No pressure, Aaron. No pressure at all.
Come on. You guys have been rocking it this whole time.
It's wedding.
Yeah.
We never even thought about a honeymoon.
Wedding. All right. So there you go.
And woo-hoo!
So, Patty and Aaron win. The first ever gay newlywed show.
Did you tell them what the prize was?
We didn't. What is the prize?
Do we have a prize?
Nine. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 4.
Nine. Plus 4.
Nine.
Yeah, you have 9 points.
Yeah, you win big time. Yeah.
Okay, so the winning couple gets to make an extra pledge to KNOM.
We don't already.
No, this is an extra
pledge. It's an extra pledge.
Patty pledges to come every week.
and continue pledge. To be...
She's been on time since we've been married. That's what she said, and I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has.
It is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Gretchen is standing by. We'll be here after the show for a few minutes.
We will.
And we really do need your support because KNON has supported LGBT radio since 83. So this is our 33rd anniversary. We're starting our 34th year.
Early 80s.
And there are several different ways to pledge. If you can't, for whatever reason, make a call today, you can text us. What is that text number?
Do you know? It wasn't in there today.
Wasn't in
the
there.
The text number wasn't there, and I don't see it anywhere out here.
I don't either.
It could be that we're not doing that. So go online.
Go online.
KNON.org. Yes. Click the pledge button and you can pledge there.
Right, right. So again, but if you are standing by a phone and you're not driving, give us a call at 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. So any, you know, I promised the show would be informative. So did your spouses learn anything new about each other?
No.
No? Well, it was definitely you all did not.
What did we miss? The catering versus the slideshow.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Which one did we miss? We missed one, didn't we?
Oh, wow. They have long hair.
That's the way it works.
You know, I now want to play this with my spouse.
Are you guys going to be together after this?
My question. Yeah, okay. As if we ever appear in the universe.
All right, what are we going to say, David?
So you need to answer the questions and then go home and ask Danny and see what
I will. I'm just curious.
Come back next
what
week
he'll
and
say.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Or you could call that in to 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Or if you heard that number at home, you can call that number and make a pledge to KNON. Because KNON is community radio. It's the only station where all the programming is done locally. All of the programs are produced by the people who are on the air. And because do you think they'd have any of us if somebody else was producing this?
No. Exactly.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. A $40 pledge gets you a regular KNON t-shirt or an apron or a hat. We'll go into some more of the other stuff that there is, but $50 pledge is the new KNON t-shirt, the Dallas Strong t-shirt, or one of the KNON shopping bags that Patty and I and Brian just love. Because
there was another question that maybe we can leave people with that you and Brian talked about in the car, and that was, as a couple, what was the first item that you bought together?
Mm-hmm. You know, we came up with a couple
remember?
Of different things. Well,
no, they couldn't remember.
I bought him a little dresser for his birthday, for the first birthday. Yeah. But we shopped for it together, but we didn't really buy it together. I bought it for him. So that wasn't it together. We think our mattress was the first thing.
Well, your house? I think the house is the first thing we bought together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait,
here's what we bought together?
We bought a painting.
A painting with the purple arms.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Well, another point.
Another point. Yay. Well, here's the question, and we only got a few more minutes left for Candy and Carolyn. After 34 years, 30 years been together, and now you're legally married, do you still split the check?
No.
Yeah. Progress, people. They no longer split the check, and
that's not
marriage
equality. I don't know what it is.
Exactly. And now Patty shows up on time.
I know,
marriage does the buddy good.
Okay, so here's the other question. Do you feel different now that you're married?
Yes.
Yes. But it's not about more committed or that it's deeper. But it was such a loving experience for us, really, really loving.
Yeah.
That's the feeling that I take with me. I want to always remember that. It was just wonderful.
Yeah.
What about you?
It was for me, too.
I mean, is that the part that changed for you?
I think a manner of safety.
Okay, here's what changed for us.
And I think it was because I thought it'll be too expensive for her to divorce me. So I felt very secure.
Ever the pragmatist.
Wow.
Here's what changed for us. A couple of weeks after we got married, Brian said, "Oh, I took all the money out of your wallet." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I needed it."
There you go.
It is about money, isn't it?
There you go. Anything change for you two ladies, Patty and Aaron?
The security thing is a big one for us because, I mean, you've been together 15 years. You're not going to be any more committed or
right.
It's not going to get any deeper.
But should be committed.
Well, but it was definitely just she's not going anywhere and I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
And you can kind of relax about that, you know?
And if one of us were to go, there's no question that she would get the house and she wouldn't be destitute, as we know so many Texans have been.
Right.
When their spouse passes first, you know, they lose everything.
Oh, you meant die. I thought you meant leave.
Well, we're out of time. We're out of time.
Right.
Thank you so much, Candy and Kelly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Brian. Thank you all. This has been fun.
Thanks, Bobby Banks.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we'll still be here after the show, so you can still call 972-647-1893. Let's do it again to you all someday.
Yes.
Good job.
Have a great week, everybody.